Believers in six states in India are dealing with anti-conversion laws. Bible emphasis on the U.S. Capitol this week brings truth to the forefront, and missionaries are going from church planting to radio planting. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops the news today. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers recently returned from Orissa State, where anti-conversion laws are aggressively enforced.
The big strategy here of Satan and of those people who oppose Christians is intimidation. They're trying to intimidate the workers. And so the big thing that we pray for is courage. If people will not be intimidated, if the work goes on, in the measure in which it's been going, this persecution strategy will not work.
Stravers says in spite of the persecution, there's evidence of a vibrant and fast-growing church.
Our main ministry is to provide training and materials for Indian Christians. We actually train about 100,000 people a year through our staff in India. So we give people here the opportunity to provide training. We have a lot of people on the waiting list.
Next, volunteers in the United States read the entire Bible aloud on Capitol Hill this week. It's the 17th annual Bible reading marathon that included children, clergy, and members of Congress. The event culminates today on the National Day of Prayer.
We feel that honoring God for 90 hours of His Word prepares us to fall on our knees on the National Day of Prayer and to thank God for all of the liberties that we experience in this country. We have several instances of someone from a different country who stands in awe that we have the liberty to do this so near to the most powerful house in the world.
That's International Bible Reading Association's Michael Hall. He says the partnership with Bible Pathway Ministries encourages more.
What we want people to take away from this event is to encourage the people to read the Bible devotionally. You can read through the entire Bible reading 15 minutes a day, and then we have the example in Ezra and Nehemiah, public readings of God's Word that calls nations back to repentance, and that's what we're hoping will happen.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Africa Inland Mission is adding a new tool to their church planting, discipleship, and evangelism outreach in Mozambique. Paul and Karen Zimmerman are praying God will use radio as a way to reach the unreached peoples in the north. Karen says this isn't an easy place to work.
There is no openness. That's why this group was targeted, with the Unreached People Group movement, and our mission picked them to go in. So they are very resistant to the gospel and to Christianity.
The novelty of radio could help, since ridicule is a major reason Christianity is unpopular.
If you decide to pick up some literature that's Christian, or you're found reading a segment of the Bible or going to our outreaches, then you're ridiculed. So if you just have a radio, you can pick up the station and maybe listen to it privately or while you're walking on the beach or fishing and no one knows about it.
$15,000 is being raised. They hope to be on the air by next summer. Next, an American missionary couple working with Youth with a Mission in Trinidad was shot Sunday by thieves. 48-year-old Kevin Prinz and his 46-year-old wife Susan sustained non-life-threatening gunshot wounds when they were robbed around 5 in the driveway of their rented home. The couple from Michigan was returning from a church meeting Sunday when they were attacked. Police have launched a massive nationwide manhunt for the five suspects. Two are believed to be teenagers. And a car company is working with Operation Mobilization to provide support and education for young people in Argentina. According to their team, while OM is purchasing a building, Volkswagen will cover the cost of computers and furniture for a learning center in a poor neighborhood in Cordoba. The aim is to help initially 10 young people with English, mathematics, and basic computer training. However, their dream is to have the opportunity to share their faith in Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month: Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.